It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Salvation purchase of God, born of His Spirit. I've been washed in His love. Perfect, perfect submission. All is at rest. Today and blessed. You know what I'm doing? I'll be watching and waiting, looking above. I'm filled with His good. Been washed in love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. I'll be praising my Savior all the day long. Let me say that chorus one more time. This is my story. This is my song. I'll be praising my Savior. Oh. My story. is my song. I'm going to praise my Savior. Church, amen. This is my story. I have but one story. This is my song. Well, your response today will indicate how long we be here. Amen. Let me say to the folks on this side, I want to say, hear y'all say amen.
Amen.
All right. That's right. I want those in the center, say amen.
Amen.
And those on this side, say amen.
Amen.
That means that they must want me to preach a short sermon today. There are a couple of things that we're going to do today. Amen. And so that we expedite time. But I cannot. I was in the back. I told Sister Ivory, I said, Sister Ivory, all I'm going to do is get up and sing a song and then dismiss. And she know I was lying. But if you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Colossians, chapter 3. I have had a service or something, a meeting or something every day for about the last now 17 days. Look what Paul writes to this church at Colossae. I don't know how much preaching I'm going to do today, but I'm going to say some things. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. It says, for ye are you, are dead. Your life is hid, praise God, with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then and only then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Thus the end of the reading. I want to talk to us today. This is our young folk here today. And I'm speaking to all young folk today. Praise God. I want to talk about a new life in Christ. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. There is a new life in Christ Jesus. See, the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Colossae while he is locked up in a Roman jail. Colossae was a textile center located in the upper Lycus Valley in Western Asia Minor, which is today modern Turkey. Scripture tells us two places in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 4, chapter 2, verse 1, tells us that Paul never personally visited the church at Colus. Therefore, we must assume that the gospel had reached Colus in relationship to missionary activities that were supervised by Paul while he was in Ephesus. Some commentator says that Epaphras was the one who, from his meeting with Paul, went to Laodicea as well as to Colus and shared the word of God with them. And praise God, and the rest is history. But Paul writes this letter to the church at Colus because the people had been subjected to teachings that Paul considered to be subversive to the gospel and downright dangerous to the faith. You see, there was some false teaching that was a mixture of Christian ideas, a mixture of Jewish ideas, a mixture of pagan ideas. And these false teachings contain ordinances, praise God, which said that certain foods and drinks were forbidden. They said that certain holidays, praise God, had to be observed. And they said that how the body had to be brought under control, praise God, by severe denial. Therefore, Paul writes this letter to emphasize, praise God, that Jesus Christ was sufficient for the total Christian life from the very beginning all the way to the end. So as we look at our text, Paul talks about this new life, praise God, in Christ Jesus. Let me ask a question, praise God, because we all brothers and sisters in here today. Praise God. Let me ask a question. How many of us in here today are experiencing that new life in Christ Jesus? I'm taking my reading glasses off so I can see us. Amen. Let me ask that question again. How many of us in here today are experiencing that new life that is in Christ Jesus? Amen. You see, when we talk about this new life that's in Christ Jesus, there are just two things I want us to notice from our text today. And that is, praise God, that when we enjoy this new life in Christ, there are some things that we, as born-again believers, praise God, we have to do. That's why I wanted to see a show of hands. Praise God. You see, the very first thing that we see if we're experiencing this new life in Christ is that we need to seek those things which are of Christ. In other words, those things which are above. Amen. It's in the text. Verse 1 says, if ye then been risen with Christ. Let me see some hands again. Let me see the hands of everybody who have been baptized in here. Amen. That looked like 100%. Praise God. He says that if ye then been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. In other words, those things where Christ sits on the right hand of God. You see, when we look at that word seek, and its Greek definition, it means to try to find, it means to search for, it means to try to get, it means to aim at, it means to try, it means that we must make some attempt to get it, praise God. So Paul begins this verse by saying, if we have been risen with Christ, he starts this verse with a conjunction, if. We have been risen with Christ. praise God. And the reason why Paul does that, he's just reminding the Colossians, praise God, about, he had just reminded the Colossians about this whole sufficiency of Jesus Christ. Praise God. He said that how Jesus Christ had already blotted out, praise God, the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which were contrary to us. And he had took it out of the way, nailing it, praise God, where? Nailing all of it to the cross. Praise God. And if we said that if we have been risen with Christ, can I tell you what that denotes? Praise God. That denotes to us the importance of water baptism. And it denotes to us the importance of having faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, if a believer enters the gate of baptism and becomes Christians through faith in Jesus Christ, what Paul is saying, praise God, that they have died, praise God, with him. Not only that they have been buried with him. Not only that, he's saying that they have been raised with him. But not only that, praise God, they will be made alive together, praise God, to live with him. And when Christ rose from the grave, I need not tell you that he rose to a newness of life. And praise God, and because we have risen from the grave, praise God, we have risen to this new life, praise God, in Christ. Therefore, our thought process, things that we used to do, praise God, ought to be on those things above, praise God, where Christ lies. Amen. But the question that need to be asked, perhaps one of these young inquisitive minds may be asking this question, why do we need to seek the things of Christ? I'm talking about those things above. I don't know who was asking that question, but I'm glad you asked. Praise God, because I'm going to share two reasons why we ought to be thinking about those things above. Because, first of all, we are new creatures. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are a new creature. If you have given your life to Jesus Christ, you are a new creature. You might look the same. You still might be 5'2", 6'5", 6'7". You still might weigh 200 pounds, 100 pounds, and all of that, praise God, but you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And Paul tells us that 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore any man that is in Christ is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Praise God. You see, my brothers and my sisters, when we accept Jesus Christ and identify with his death, his burial, and his resurrection, we become new creatures. Praise God. We take on a new language. In other words, we don't talk like we used to talk. Praise God. We should talk on a heavenly plane. Therefore, our talk ought to be heavenly. Our talk ought to be righteous talk. Praise God. You see, when David, after David had done all of the things that he did, and then you find in Psalm 51, he said, Lord, create in me a new heart. Praise God, and renew that spirit on the inside of me. We just keep on reading, and we go down to David where he writes in Psalm 71, verse 24. Look what he says. He says, so that my tongue shall also talk of thy what? Righteousness all the day long. I'm trying to tell somebody today, praise God, if ye have been risen with Christ, praise God, we ought to think on a higher plane. Amen. But not only does our talk become new, our walk, praise God, will become new. Our walk is going to become like Jesus Christ. Amen. Put Romans chapter 6, verse 4 up there. Everybody in here probably have heard this text, this particular verse read over and over. I know we read it a whole lot when we get ready to go baptize. Am I right? Sister Ivory and Sister Anderson and Sister Howard, every time we get ready to be baptized, I normally want to go back to the 6th chapter of Romans. Praise God. But look what Paul says at Romans chapter 6, verse 4. He says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into what? Death. That like as Christ was what? Raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should do what? Walk in the newness of life. You see, when we walk in the newness of life, we will not walk into places where we used to walk. Praise God. In other words, if he brought you out of alcoholism, that means that the alcoholic is going to try his or her very best not to walk in the shoes of an alcoholic. Praise God. If he has brought you out of a life of adultery, then that person will try not to commit adultery anymore. Praise God. If he has brought you out of the shoes of a gambler, you will not walk any longer in the shoes of a gambler anymore. But praise God, but not only of our walk should be new, not only should our talk be new, our very thought process, praise God, ought to become new. In other words, we ought to be thinking on an heavenly plane. Amen. If you want a scripture to back that up, Paul writing to the Philippian church in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Y'all know this text. He says, finally, my brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are that are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, he says, think, praise God, on these things. Amen. In other words, our entire thought process, because we have been risen with Christ, praise God, ought to be new. We ought to be thinking on things that are heavenly, those things that are of Jesus Christ. And the reason why we do that, I say that first, because we are new creatures. But you won't know the second reason why we ought to be thinking like that is because it is our Christian duty. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's your Christian duty to think on a higher plane. Amen. It's your Christian duty to walk on a higher plane. It's your Christian duty to talk on a higher plane. Praise God. It's your Christian duty. You see, if we have been risen with Christ, we have the benefits, praise God, by the resurrection of Christ and by virtue of our union, praise God, and our communion with him. Let me tell you the benefits that we have. First of all, we have been justified. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you have been justified. That means that whatever you may have done that you thought was bad, you thought that way, it doesn't exist anymore. You have been justified. Justified means just as though you have never sinned. So he has wiped your slate clean. Praise God. So if you are sitting down there tonight, sitting out there this morning, thinking about all of that crazy stuff that you have done, if you have given your life to Jesus Christ and you have been risen with him, praise God, all that stuff is gone. You have a clean, your sheet is clean. It may have looked like that, praise God, before, but now it looks like that because he has wiped your slate clean. He justifies us. He sanctifies us. Sets us apart from this world. And guess what? Keep on, because we're all going to lay down this life one day. Then we shall be glorified. We're all going to get glorified bodies. Amen. No more pain. No more headaches. No more heartaches. He's going to glorify us. Praise God. That's the benefit. That's the benefits of us being in Christ Jesus. And when we are in him, we have been risen with him. Our whole mind, our focus, our whole aim, we're talking about seek. Praise God, should be to be like him. We ought to seek, praise God, the favor of God. We must keep up our communion, amen, with the upper world by faith, by hope, and by love. Why? Why should we do all of those things? If you look at the B clause in verse number 1, it tells us, because Christ sits at the right hand of God the Father. Don't you know that he's sitting at the right hand of God? That's a position of authority where he is interceding for you every day. Praise God. Don't y'all think that just because you got saved that Satan is still not trying to bring some accusations against you. Don't just because you've been saved doesn't mean that Satan is not going to try to infiltrate your mind. Just because you have been saved doesn't mean that you won't slip, praise God, and back into some of that mess that you did. But guess what? Satan is sitting there, and he's still sitting there trying to accuse you. But thank God we have one by the name of Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of God the Father. And I was telling the kids on Wednesday night, he got your back. Praise God. I tell him, when you think about this world, think about this world in four dimensions. There is a north, there's a south, there's an east, and there's a west. I think I got him a little twist up there, but that's all right. Praise God. We have somebody who's at our 6 o'clock. Praise God. I'm talking about Jesus. He's in the front of us. We got somebody who's at our 6 o'clock. In other words, he's taking care of our back. We got somebody, praise God, at 3 o'clock. He's taking care of our right flank. We got somebody on our left flank at 9 o'clock, praise God, and he's taking care of everything on this left flank, which means that if you put that circle, draw a circle to each one of those points, praise God, you got somebody who's protecting you all the way around. That's the kind of God that we serve. Praise God, because he's at the right hand of God. He is our best friend. He is, praise God, our elder brother who has gone before us to secure to us the heavenly happiness. Amen. Yeah, we're going through some things down here. Praise God. There's some people right now are burdened down with some heavy things. But praise God, he has already gone in. Amen. And he has prepared for us what I call a heavenly happiness. Amen. Promises to wipe away all of our tears. So we seek the things above because we are new creatures. We seek the things above because it is our Christian duty. Praise God, when we have been saved, we haven't been saved to go back into that muck and mire of life, praise God, that we used to live. Amen. That just don't resonate. Praise God. If we say that we're born again believers, praise God, then we ought to walk in him and we ought to seek those things that above. But you know the second thing that I lift from this text, praise God, when I look at this new life in Christ, is that we must put our innermost feeling on heavenly things. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you have an innermost feeling? Well, if you do, that innermost feeling should be on heavenly things and not the things of this earth. Verse 2 says, set your affection on things above and not things on this earth.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. We'll be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at